Welcome back, folks, to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital ocean to bring you the pearls of technology. I'm Alex, your guide to the complex, the quirky, and the downright fascinating.
And I'm Jamie, your resident question asker and all-around tech enthusiast. Today, we're talking about something that sounds like it came straight out of a sci-fi novel, Python web scraping with AI.
Ah, the brave new world where code meets intellect. We're not just scraping the web anymore, we're teaching machines to understand it.
That sounds intense, but before we get lost in the matrix, let's break it down. Alex, can you give us the elevator pitch on web scraping?
Sure. Think of web scraping like digital foraging. You're out there in the wilds of the internet, gathering data from websites. But instead of picking berries by hand, you're using Python tools to harvest data at scale.
And now we're throwing AI into the mix?
Exactly. With advancements in AI, especially with models like Claude, we're not just collecting data, we're interpreting it. This means we can extract more meaningful insights without getting tangled in the weeds of web code.
So we're teaching computers to read the internet like a book, not just copy pages. That's pretty wild.
It's more than wild. It's revolutionary. Let's start with the basics. Python, as our trusty spear, has a few updated tools in its quiver. Think of Scrappy 2.4.1, Playwright, and Beautiful Soup as the trifecta of web scraping in 2026.
I've heard of Beautiful Soup. It's been around for a while, right?
Oh yes, it's like the Swiss Army knife for parsing HTML. Simple, yet effective. But when you pair it with Playwright, which can navigate dynamic, JavaScript-heavy sites like a ninja,
you get the ultimate web scraping toolkit?
Precisely. And with Scrappy's latest async features, it's like adding a turbocharger to your data harvesting engine.
But where does AI fit into all this?
That's where it gets spicy. Instead of manually sifting through data, AI models like Claude can understand and extract information based on what you're looking for. It's like having a smart assistant who knows exactly where to look and what to grab.
So no more writing complex selectors and regexes to extract a tiny piece of data?
You got it. AI can read the page and know you're looking for, say, product prices or reviews, without you having to spell it out in code.
That sounds like a game changer, but there's always a but. What about the dark side, the pitfalls?
The eternal battle with technology. For starters, AI isn't perfect. It requires clear instructions, and there's the cost. AI scraping, especially with high-end models, can add up.
Not to mention, we still have to play nice with websites, right? No going rogue and scraping where we shouldn't.
Absolutely. Ethical scraping is key. Always respect robots.txt and website terms. AI doesn't give you a free pass to data hoard.
Got it. Be smart, be ethical, and maybe just maybe use AI to make your web scraping life a bit easier.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Whether you're building a data lake for analysis or keeping tabs on market trends, integrating AI with Python tools can significantly level up your web scraping game.
And that, dear listeners, is how you scrape the web in 2026, with a bit of Python, a dash of AI, and a whole lot of ethical considerations.
If you've enjoyed this deep dive into Python web scraping with AI, don't forget to subscribe and drop us a review. We love hearing from you.
Until next time, keep those data pipelines clean and your queries ethical. This is Jamie.
And Alex, signing off from the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Happy scraping, everyone.